The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start by His name, the Creator Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And the topic of this episode is the effect of dua of peace of mind. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 5th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. Now we learn from verse 77 of chapter Furqan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul ma ya'ba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'. لكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما.
Say, what would my Lord care for you if not for your supplication? For disbelievers have denied, so your denial is going to be adherent.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Though there are many probabilities about the meaning of the word dua or prayer mentioned here, all of them have approximately one root and source. Some say that it means to pray, some say that it means faith, some say that it means worshipping and monotheism. Some say that it means thanking, some say it means to call Allah at the time of difficulties and disasters. However, the root of them is faith and paying attention to Allah. Therefore, the verse implies that what makes one valuable and respected before Allah is having faith in Allah and His servitude. We follow our topic from the last episodes, the effect of dua of peace of mind. One of the most significant benefits of Islamic dua for anxiety is the peace of mind it brings. When we trust in our Creator and ask for His help, we feel a sense of release from our worries and fears. Dua also encourages us to focus on the positive aspects of our lives and take a more grateful attitude towards the blessings we have been given. Additionally, dua or supplication can help strengthen your faith and deepen your spirituality. Incorporating dua into your daily life is a powerful way to manage anxiety and strengthen your connection with Allah. The more you practice dua, the more natural it will become and you'll start to see the results in your life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the role of dua in mental and physical health. A psychologist says, today one of the sciences, that is psychiatry, teaches the same things that the prophets taught, because psychiatrists have realized that prayer, worship, and having strong faith in religion alleviate worries, anxiety, excitement, and fear that cause most of our discomforts. Therefore, supplication, in addition to eliminating grief and sorrow, brings confidence and mental strength, as humans specifically, in times of distress, often turn to God with heartfelt presence and pure intention, pouring out their heartaches, revealing their secrets, and seeking solutions and escape only from Him, with sighs and pleas for help. When supplicants raise their hands in prayer from the depths of their hearts, they feel a kind of freshness and joy within themselves that they are not willing to lose at any price. Dr. Alexis Carroll says, prayer is the strongest and highest problem solver. The effect of prayer is truly amazing. The power of prayer and supplication is a sign of the release of spiritual energy. Just as atomic energy is released using scientific techniques, spiritual energy can be released through the power of prayer and scientific methods. The effects of this energizing power on many people are evident.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. We all are sinners. We all fall into mistakes from time to time. Our beloved Prophet taught us, all the sons of Adam are sinners, but the best of sinners are those who repent often. Repenting for our sins is an opportunity for us to seek forgiveness from Allah for our shortcomings. Continue to make dua, but don't give up if what you ask for has yet to happen. Allah may respond to your dua before you know it, and other times He may delay the response or give you something better than what you ask for. Dua for peace of mind and happiness. Happiness is inherently linked to peace of mind. A heart at ease allows joy to flourish. A beautiful dua from the Quran for happiness and peace is, O my Lord, expand for me my chest. Grant me self-confidence, contentment, and boldness. And ease my task for me and remove the impediment from my speech so they may understand what I say. The Quran, chapter 20, verses 25 to 28. This dua recited by Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, is a comprehensive plea for inner peace, ease in affairs, and clear communication, vital components for a happy life.
Your dua has a connection with Allah. Sins come and they sever that connection sometimes. They destroy that connection. You need to work on that connection again. This is another dimension of dua that many, many times we disregard. We keep doing certain sins. Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer my prayers? How come He doesn't listen to me? Maybe that sin is blocking your dua. Change your lifestyle. Change the way you use your eyes, ears, hands, body. Maybe you're not using it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another dimension of dua that many times we miss to consider when we are supplicating to Allah. Now there's a very important question here. Someone will come and say, okay, say it. Now that Allah has a system and He's not going to change His system, and who here is infallible? We all have sins. Why bother with dua? Azzal wadla. Close down and go. Why do you even gather here? And why do you even bother to make a dua? Allah has a system. He's not going to change His system because of my little miserable dua. And we all have sins. Who's free from sins here? So at this rate, none of our duas are going to be accepted. So why should I even bother and make the effort to make a dua when there's no guarantee for me that Allah will answer any of my prayers? This is a very important question that arises in this discussion. Let's now shed light on the benefits of dua to understand why we must supplicate to Allah. Number one, supplicating to Allah, praying to Allah improves your mental health. 2020, just 3 years ago, in May of 2020, Harvard released a study about students who supplicate regularly, they pray regularly, or they go to a house of worship once a week. They determined that those students who prayed regularly, their mental health was much better than those students who did not pray. And there is a term that they coined, which is called the death of despair, which is dying because of suicide, overdose. They said that these types of deaths, the deaths of despair, are significantly less with students who constantly pray, who regularly pray. Prayer protects your mental health. It reminds you you have a creator. Even if that particular dua, Allah didn't answer it, it's still helpful and beneficial for you to supplicate, because it guarantees that your mental health will be better with dua. That's one very important benefit of dua. We cannot disregard that. And you've all experienced this in your life. Sometimes you're really down. You're really depressed. And then you just feel this positive energy in your heart. You know that you're talking to Allah. Allah gives you that strength. Where you as a believer say, oh Allah, even if my trial continues, the fact that I know you're with me, you're watching over me, that comforts me.
That was all for this episode of today's special. We were speaking about dua. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us present you a brief but bright gem of an advice from the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible heir, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi, peace be upon him. The life in this world is a market in which some people gain and others lose.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about intercession, or what we call in Arabic, shafa'at. As you know, shafa'at and intercession is a concept which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in numerous places. By way of example, we read the following. Say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, say, all intercession rests with Allah. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Then you will be brought back to Him. This verse, in its absoluteness, affirms that intercession is an act that only can be performed by Allah. Nobody has the right to intercede on behalf of anybody else. However, and this is something that a lot of Islamic sects, they believe in. They say that, you know, nobody, there's no such thing as shafa'at in the hereafter for human beings. Allah only has the ability to intercede for other people. They consider this the belief that, you know, a human being, another person, can intercede on the behalf of another person. They consider this a form of shirk and polytheism. And because of this, they ascribe shirk and polytheism to certain sects within Islam who believe in shafa'at, like for example the Shia, or you know, some of the Sufis, and they consider them to be disbelievers. However, if we look at other verses of the Holy Quran, we see that no, in these verses, God Almighty, He allows intercession to be performed by other people, albeit with His permission. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Who is it that may intercede with Him except with His permission?" And He also says, "No one will have the power to intercede with Allah except for him who has taken a covenant with the All-Beneficent." And He also says, "Intercession will not avail that day except from him whom the All-Beneficent allows and approves of His word." So there are exceptions made to this, as we can see. And this is also confirmed by the hadith, like the hadith that we're going to recite for you today. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "When I stand at the glorious station, I will intercede on behalf of those of my community who have perpetrated grave sins, and Allah will accept my intercession for them. By Allah, I will not intercede for anyone who hurts my progeny." So here, clearly the Prophet, he states that, you know, intercession is something that he himself will perform on the day of resurrection. And similarly, he also said, on the day of resurrection, I will surely intercede for anyone who harbors even a fly's wings worth of faith in his heart. And in generalizing this power of intercession, he said, every prophet was given the right to a special request which they asked from Allah, but I suppressed my request in return for the permission to intercede for my community on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at intercession. In the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Hassan, how is it going?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. So let's get started by listening to the recitation of Ayah 134 and 135 from Surah Al-An'am on page
145.
Brothers and sisters, look 35. At your Quran.
134 and 135.
Page
145. Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah, yes. Verses.
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم إنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
Nice recitation. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Ali Nasir, could you read the first ayah once? And while you're reading, we will explain the tajweed rules, and if there is any tafsir points, any explanation, we'll help you with that. Okay?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi, bismillah, start.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إنما توعدون لآت
أحسنت
وما أنتم بمؤجزين
أحسنت فواد Can you tell us some points about Adi Nasir's recitation?
Yeah, he read it correctly.
All right, let's find out.
Maybe.
So Allah Almighty says, indeed, what you are promised will surely come to you. If Allah Almighty has promised us about day of judgment, the court of justice, it comes. It's not something false. Okay? All right? إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ
حَقَّ
The promises of Allah Almighty is what? Are?
Truth.
Truth. Nice. إِنَّ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ إِنَّ Indeed. مَا تُوْعَدُونَ What you are promised. لَآتٍ لَ Lam comes here. The letter Lam comes here for emphasize. لَآتٍ إِنَّ also. The word inna also emphasizes.
So lam here means will or just emphasize?
For sure will come.
Oh.
It emphasizes. Atin means it comes. Okay? وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ And you will not be able to thwart it. And you cannot, for example, stop Allah Almighty or kind of...
Challenge
Allah Almighty or kind of... How do you say? You cannot... It decreases the power of Allah Almighty. Okay? Or weaken Allah Almighty. You cannot weaken Allah Almighty to be, like not to be able to do it. Okay? Allah Almighty does it. You cannot weaken Allah Almighty's power. So it comes. So the points are here. Inna, make sure you pronounce it with a nasal sound. And extend it for two counts.
Yes.
Fawad, right? Read it once, Fawad, the word inna.
Inna.
Ahsan. Inna. Good job. Ma tu'aduna. Ali Nasir, sometimes you replace the pronunciation of Ayn and Hamza.
Yes.
Said inna ma tu'aduna. Tu'aduna. Tu'adun has another meaning. Tu'adun. Which means wa'ada, which comes from the word wa'ada. It has another meaning. So, إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَآتْ تُوْعَدُونَ لَآتْ He made a pause here. Let's ask Hassan if it's correct. Hassan, he made a pause at the word لَآتْ. Is that correct?
It is correct, but it's better to continue.
You would better continue. But you can still make a pause. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
So, better to continue. Nice one. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ Fawad, what about the mad with... One more question. لَآتِن It has a tanwin.
Yes.
So, Hassan said it's better to continue.
Yes.
Okay. Ali Nasir, read and continue. Let's see how he pronounces the tanwin. Look at the tanwin. لَآتِن has a tanwin, brothers and sisters. Go on.
لَآتٍ وَمَا
أحسن Read the whole ayah
إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَآتٍ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ
أحسنت ما شاء الله Allah bless you That was a nice recitation وَمَا أَنْتُمْ وَمَا So لَآتٍ merges with wow You merge it لَآ Make sure you extend the sound. So, now one more point here. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ The mad you can extend. مَا Or you can ignore it. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ نُون ساكن
Plus تَا إِخْفَى
What?
إِخْفَى
إِخْفَى What does it mean?
Hiding the sound of نُون
Good job. أَنْتُمْ Alright. أَنْتُمْ Ends with ميم ميم ساكن After Mim Sakin, you have Ba. Did he apply the rule?
No.
No, he didn't. So what's the rule?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa of Mim.
Hurry up. Apply the rule, otherwise we'll get angry.
Yes.
Brothers, listen how he applies the rule here. Antum. Look at the Mim. Listen to the Mim. Go on.
Antum bimu'jizin.
Ahsan. Wama antum... It means you hide the sound. You pronounce a hidden meme sound. وما أنتم بمعجزين. And he said مؤجزين. Is that correct? مؤجزين, he said.
No.
عين. مؤجزين. Okay?
You pronounced it Hamza.
Yeah, you pronounced it like Hamza. The first recitation, not this one.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah.
First time. Okay. Next ayah. So, wait. Allah Almighty says that whatever you are promised will come. Okay? Whatever you are promised will come. So now, the coming of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, is what Allah Almighty has promised in the Quran. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. A lot of beautiful verses are there that we can prove the
arrival
of Imam al-Mahdi, the reappearance, okay? So the leadership of the community by Imam al-Mahdi and the establishment of justice by him in the whole world, okay?
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Next ayah, let me read it. قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ يَا قَوْمِ I ignored the Hamzatul Wasl. What? Is that right? يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا I said.
Yes, it's correct.
Alright, so the rule for Hamzatul Wasl is?
Skip it.
When it appears in the middle, okay? You read the word before and you read the word after, so you skip it.
Is there any exception or no?
Yeah.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, there are exceptions. So in the beginning, if you just start from the word having Hamzatul Wasl, you read Hamzatul Wasl. I'malu, you read it. If you start from the word I'malu, you read Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra.
You did put a Kasra for I'malu. Why?
Ali Nasir, why? Why did I put a Kasra? Why did I assign Hamzatul Wasl with a Kasra? I'malu. Why not I'malu? U'malu.
Mm-hmm. Here, we see the third letter.
We look at the third letter, good.
Yeah, if it is Fatha or Kasra, we'll assign it with Kasra.
Alright, if the third letter, because the word is Amr, it means it's a verb.
Yeah.
Okay, in Arabic. So, the third letter has a Fatha. If the third letter has a Fatha or a Kasra, Hamzatul Wasl
assign it with Kasra.
And if it has
Dhamma,
Dhamma, it will be assigned with
Dhamma.
Or Uqtul, for example. Unsur, for example. Alright? Next one. Thank you, Ali Nasir.
قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ
Allah says to the Prophet, O Prophet, tell the people, those who are not believing in you, say to them, O my people, act according to your ability. I, too, am acting. Means, you do what you want, okay? I stand firm on my beliefs. I preach Islam. Even if you don't believe in Islam, okay? This does not stop me. So, يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ Hassan, could you tell us about صِلَة? Down there we have قِلَة. What are these two for?
صِلَة tells us that it's better to continue.
It tells us to continue, it's better.
Yes.
We can make a pause.
Yes, and qila is opposite of sila. It says it's better to stop.
Better to stop. Thank you. Thank you. Nice one. Both signs tell us that you can make a pause. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ تَكُونُ مَنْ تَكُونُ
إِخْفَى
مَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارُ And soon you will know in whose favor the outcome of that abode will be. It means You will see, okay? The result. The consequence, you will see that were you truth or me. Okay? Prophet says to the pagans.
Yes.
إِنَّهُ نُن مُشَدَّدْ And who has a baby wa after it? Make sure you read it. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْنِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ Make sure you pronounce the alif of la. You don't have to read it. لَا يُفْلِحُ لَا يُفْلِحُ means they won't be. The ظالمين, the cruels, the oppressors will not be righteous, okay? Felicitious, okay? That's all. I will recite these two verses once. Make sure you repeat after me. And that will be the last part of our session. Brothers and sisters, please practice with us here. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين
إنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين
قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل
قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل
فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبة الدار
فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبة الدار
إنه لا يفلح الظالمون
إنه لا يفلح الظالمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم Thank you so much. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. That was all from us for today. See you in the next session. Thanks for being with IRIB English Radio. Hassan, Adi Nasir, and Fawad. Thank you so much for being with us. See you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wa al'an alahum ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we have discussed about the reality of supplication. We have concluded that supplication is made up of three constituents. The first constituent is the real attraction of the supplication. The second constituent is the supplicant. And the third one is the invoked one, which is the Almighty Allah. We also had a look at some of the manners of supplication that was seen in the lifestyles of the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible Imams. Now, in this episode, we will discuss one important issue, which is the status of the supplicants. A request includes only a specific desire. For instance, we ask the Almighty Allah for property or positions or knowledge, any kind of thing, we ask the Almighty Allah. A supplicant concentrates only on his special want, and he sees God as a means that achieves his objective. Of course, this is an asset given by God itself. It embraces a servant who has not referred to others to achieve this wish, but he has turned towards God only, and he has turned towards no one else. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his prayer, beautifully describes the kind of supplicants. He states, "Ilahi, kullu makrubin ilayka yaltaji." O my Lord, every oppressed one resorts to you. "Wa kullu mahzunin bika iyyaka yartaji." And every distressed one looks forward to you. Ilahi, sami'a al-'abiduna bi jazili thawabika fakhash'u. O my Lord, the worshippers hear of your great reward, so they submit to you. Wa sami'a az-zahidun bi sa'ati rahmatika faqani'u. The ascetics hear of your great mercy, that's why they become satisfied. Wa sami'a al-muwalluna 'anil qasdi bi judika faraj'u. The deviant ones hear of your generosity, so they return to you. وَسَمِعَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسَعَةِ غُفْرَانِكَ فَطَمِعُوا. The criminals, they hear of your great forgiveness, so they covet to come to you. وَسَمِعَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِكَرَمِ عَفْوِكَ وَفَضْلِ عَوَارِفِكَ فَرَغِبُوا حَتَّى ازْدَهَمْتَ. The believers hear of your pardon and favors, so they long to you until masses of disobedient servants of your crowds at your gate are gathered. مولاي ببابك عصائب العصاة من عبادك وعج إليك منهم أجيج الطجيج بالدعاء في بلادك. O Lord, all your servants come invoking you, and every one of them has a hope leading him to you to fulfill his need.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad, He is the source of generosity, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi obar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad obaz balava as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. Knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam describing the status of supplicant is exactly the reflection of the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the supplication of Arafah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the supplication of Arafah states, O Allah, relieve me from whatever I fear, save me from whatever I dread. And he continues, and he says, O Allah, do not shame me with my sins. وَبِذُنُوبِي فَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي وَبِسَرِيرَتِي فَلَا تُخْزِنِي. Do not make me ashamed by disclosing my secrets. وَبِعَمَلِي فَلَا تَبْتَلِنِي. Do not try me with my living affairs. وَنِعَمَكَ فَلَا تَسْلُبْنِي. Do not deprive me of your blessings. وَإِلَى غَيْرِكَ فَلَا تَكِلْنِي. And do not leave me to other than you. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam praise God by saying, La takilni ila khalqik. O Lord, do not make me rely on your creatures. Bal tafarrad bihajati wa tawalla kifayati. O Allah, be the only one who fulfill my needs. Suffice me with all I want. Wanzur ilayya wanzur li fi jami'i umuri. Look at me, look after all my affairs. So this is the idea, this is the approach of the infallible imams. They have a kind of point of view regarding the supplicant, the status of the supplicants, that it seems the supplicant knows where he is turning to. The supplicant has realized why he is turning to the Almighty Allah. The supplicant has realized to whom he is turning to, and he has understood what he should ask from the Almighty Allah. One day, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was told in Mecca that his garden in Medina had been confiscated. They told him that one of the enemies had come from Damascus to Mecca to offer the Hajj, and he might have asked for his help. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, Woe to you! Should I ask for help other than God in God's house? And he continued, إِنِّي أَنَفُ أَنْ أَسْأَلَ الدُّنْيَا خَالِقَهَا. I even avoid asking the creator of the world for these worldly desires. فَكَيْفَ أَسْأَلُهَا مَخْلُوقًا مِثْلِي. How shall I ask a creature like me for that? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through all my life. Ya
every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Deen
al-Islam, deen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we